It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salou. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for meeting with us here on Tabernacle Time this morning. We sure do appreciate you being here with us. We count it a great blessing and, of course, as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio, to share with you the wonderful message of God's love for you and how to prove that love by giving His only begotten Son so that we might have everlasting life because Jesus died in our place, taking our sins upon Him, shedding His blood so that we might have everlasting life if we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter number 5 today. That's Hebrews chapter number 5. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by The Joyful Sounds from Shining Light Baptist Church in Greensboro, North Carolina. The name of the first song that they're going to sing for us is titled, It's Under the Blood.
While walking down a memory lane, I passed so long ago. Old Satan came right by my side, making me feel low. He brought up thoughts of hurt and pain when I had gone astray. He wanted to discourage me as I walked along my way. He said, you're undeserving, 'cause I know where you've been. I have a record of your life when you were bound by sin. Your darkest secrets that you would never tell. What makes you think you don't deserve a place with me in hell? Well, I heard the old accuser, and this was my reply. You're right for all the things I've done. I sure deserve to die.
My righteousness is filthy rags. My goodness is unclean.
There's only one thing I can say to what you've said to me.
It's under the blood of praise's dear name. Shackled by sin and shame, it's already gone. I'm happy reminding Him it's under the blood.
You see, victory was given me when I was born again. He washed my stained and sinful past, He put new life within.
No longer do I bear the mark that sin had brought my way.
With happiness and peace of mind, praise God, I now can say,
it's under the blood of praise's dear name. I'm not what I used to be. My life's been changed, not shackled by sin. It's already gone. I'm at grace under the blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. My shackle, my sin and shame, it's already gone. I'm happy reminding Him it's under the blood. I'm happy reminding Him it's under the
John in 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 7 tells us, "But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ His Son cleanseth us from all sin." Here's what John said in the book of Revelation, starting with verse number 1 of chapter number 1, "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto Him to show unto His servants things which must shortly come to pass. And He sent and signified it by His angel unto His servant John, who bare record of the word of God, and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from Him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood." We are told by John the Baptist in John chapter 1, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." When the blood of Jesus Christ is applied to our sins are gone. It's under the blood. There's no recollection by God of our sins once the blood has been applied. It is Jesus Christ's perfect sacrifice of His own blood that brings salvation to us when we accept Him as our personal Savior. Now, my friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you would like to have someone share with you what God's Holy Word says about how you can receive this gift of salvation, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to sit down with you and share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift of salvation. My number is 919-563-6753. We would also like to invite you to be at Tabernacle Baptist Church this morning for our services. We're located at 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina. Our services start at 9:45 for Sunday school, 11 o'clock for our morning service, 6 o'clock for our evening service, and then 7 o'clock for our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study. Please be with us in all of these services. But don't wait till Wednesday night to be with us unless you're providentially hindered. Please be with us this morning in Sunday school at 9:45 here at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We also have a website. If you'll go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word, and Meban is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. There, you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you will also find written material that will share with you the wonderful message of salvation that is given in God's Word and how you can receive it, and also written material that will share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. if you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebbins Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebbins with an apostrophe S, you'll find the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Next week will be our Family and Friends Sunday. Evangelist Charles Churchill will be preaching in the morning services at 9:45 for Sunday school and 11 o'clock for a morning worship service. If you do not have a church home, we would like to invite you to come be with us at Tabernacle Baptist Church for this special time of Family and Friends Sunday. We'll be having a meal after the services, so if you come for Sunday school, stay for church, don't go home, stay with us for fellowship around the table as we have an after-service dinner in our fellowship hall at Tabernacle Baptist Church. That's Family and Friends Sunday, next Sunday at 9:45 for Sunday school, 11 o'clock for the morning worship service. Please be here and listen to Evangelist Charles Churchill as he shares with us two messages from God's Holy Word. Now, just before we get into God's Word, let's listen to another song by the Joyful Sounds from Shining Light Baptist Church in Greensboro, North Carolina. The name of the second song is titled, He Will Hide Me.
Helpless, suffering loss, but not hopeless. I am David, crying mercy, Lord, on me. I am Elijah in a cave, dreading the light of day. I am Daniel, humbly bowed, faithfully. I am Paul in a prison, lifting grace to heaven. I am John, cast out but not down. I am Moses, seeking shelter in the cleft of the rock. Here I am, Lord, hide me again. I finally made it to the cleft of the rock. I am glad, for I could no longer stand. I'm safe from the danger that would try to do me great harm. I am wrapped up and warm in the love of my Master. I am resting while I lean on His arms. So I'll stay a little longer until I am stronger, when all of my healing is done. The ravens will feed me, and His hand will keep me.
friend, do you think what you have to go through in your life is worse than anyone else that has ever lived? You might say, my problems are unique and different from others. God helped others, but I don't think he can help me. Oh, if I got a good verse for you that's found in 1 Corinthians 10:13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. The things that you're going through, my friend, are nothing new. All of those that have gone before you, after receiving Christ as their Savior, had to deal with the same things that you deal with day by day. You have access to the same power as all of the Old Testament and New Testament saints that we have recorded in God's Word. You have access to victory because the same God that delivered those in the Old Testament and the New Testament to a place of joy and victory can give you that very same victory. And one truth that you can cling to is the truth that you can know that you are going to heaven. Listen to this last song by the Joyful Sounds from Shining Light Baptist Church in Greensboro, North Carolina. The name of the song is, I Know My Name Is There.
Book of life, oh bless the name of Jesus. I rise above all doubt and strife and read my title clear. My name once stood with sinners lost and bore a painful record, but by his blood the Savior crossed and placed it on his roll.
I know,
yes, I know,
I
truly know,
my name,
I know my
is,
name
there.
Is there.
I know,
my name is there, my name is written there.
Yet inward trouble often cast a shadow o'er my title, but now with full salvation blessed, praise God, it's ever clear.
While others climb through worldly strife to carve a name of honor, high up in heaven's book of life, my name is written there.
I know.
We have the promise all through God's Word concerning everlasting life. It cannot be taken from us. We cannot be pulled from His hand, according to John chapter 10. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 5, for He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. What a great promise that God has given us. But also John writes about this too in 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. You can know that you're saved and you can know that you can depend on what Jesus wants for you in His will. You can know these things. Paul said the same thing. He said, I know whom I have believed. It is a salvation that we could say is a no-so salvation, because God's Word declares that you can know that you're saved when you receive Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter number 5, going back to verse number 5, so also Christ glorified not Himself to be made an high priest, but He that said unto Him, Thou art My Son, today have I begotten Thee. Jesus has always been God the Son. He was with God from everlasting. He was given to this earth as Savior. So when we see in verse number 5, today have I begotten thee, this is not the beginning of the Lord Jesus Christ, but this is the beginning of His earthly ministry, when He was born of a virgin, made under the law to redeem them that were under the law. In verse number 6, as He saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. We will go to the Old Testament to take a closer look at this priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. But verse number 7 says, But in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, verse number 8, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Now, I want to go back to this part, and was heard in that he feared. The Lord Jesus Christ feared going to the old rugged cross? No, he didn't fear dying for our sins. I think if we turn back to the book of Matthew, chapter number 26, starting with verse number 39, and he went a little further talking about the Lord Jesus, and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. What is this cup that, according to Matthew, Jesus had asked that the Father take away from him? This fear that was mentioned in Hebrews chapter number 5, verse number 7. The fear that the Lord Jesus Christ had as he was preparing to die on the cross, the cup that he asked the Father to pass from him, didn't have anything to do with taking our sins upon himself. The one thing that Jesus had never experienced in his existence from eternity past was being separated from God the Father. When Jesus died on the cross, taking our sins upon himself, the Father would have to turn his back on his only begotten Son, because Jesus became sin for us. So dealing with this cup that Jesus was praying to the Father, if this cup could pass, because he had never tasted of a time when his heavenly Father would be separated from him. God could not look upon sin, and Jesus took our sin upon himself, becoming sin for us. I could understand why Jesus would talk about that cup passing from him if it could be the Father's will. The sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ was not due to the fact that he could not remove himself from the old rugged cross. He had the power to deliver himself as God the Son. But Jesus died so that we might have everlasting life. Not only the physical pain that he went through, not only the torture that he went through in the scourging and the beating and the crown of thorns and being nailed to an old rugged cross, Jesus was separated from his heavenly Father for the first time in all eternity, because the Father could not look upon the sin that Jesus Christ was bearing for us so that we could have everlasting life. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Jesus was obedient to the Heavenly Father, even unto death, suffering for our sins, being separated from the fellowship of the Heavenly Father, so that we could have everlasting life. Oh, what a Savior we have that would die on the old rugged cross and shed his blood in separation from the Father, being all alone, dying for our sins because of his love for us and because of the Father's love for us. Oh, my friend, if you have never received this love that was given to you by the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, who died in your place, who became sin for you, being separated from the Heavenly Father, please do so this morning. Confess that you're a sinner. Repent of your sin and ask Jesus Christ to save you. And my brother and sister in Christ, in knowing what Jesus has done for you, in all that he suffered in the body, in all that he suffered in being separated from his Heavenly Father, shouldn't that make you want to serve him in a greater way, being obedient to him because of all that he has done for you? Think about it, my friend. You know the Lord is Savior. Look what he paid for you. Isn't it only your reasonable service that you give yourself as a living sacrifice to do the will of the Lord? And, my friend, if I can help you, please call me and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time."